Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 26th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple is officially releasing iOS 15.1 and iPadOS 15.1 to the public. After over a month of beta testing, iOS 15.1 brings new features including SharePlay, upgrades to the camera application, and much more. The leading feature of iOS 15.1 is SharePlay. This feature was initially slated to be included in the first release of iOS 15, but Apple delayed it so that it could continue to refine the experience. Apple describes SharePlay as a new way to share synchronized experiences with FaceTime. The feature is supported by built-in applications such as the Apple TV app, Apple Music, and Apple Fitness Plus. Third-party developers can also tap into SharePlay, allowing you to use it via a variety of different apps and categories, including games, streaming services, and much more. Meanwhile, the camera application is getting a pair of notable updates in iOS 15.1 for iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max. This includes support for ProRes video, as well as the ability to disable automatic camera switching when taking macro photos and videos. Other enhancements with iOS 15.1 include the ability to store your COVID-19 vaccination card in the Apple Wallet application, new features for the Home application and shortcuts, and a variety of bug fixes and performance improvements. In other news today, Apple is also releasing macOS Monterey to the public, which brings its own share of new features for the Mac. macOS Monterey comes with a new Safari experience, the Shortcuts application on the Mac for the first time, Focus Mode, Live Text, AirPlay to Mac, and more. The new Safari design went through a variety of different iterations throughout the beta testing period, but Apple has settled on two different options with the final version of macOS Monterey, including one that looks like a more traditional tab design, and something a bit more modern that Apple calls compact. Focus mode on the Mac is similar to on iPhone and iPad. It allows you to set custom preferences for things like notifications, depending on the time of day and what you're doing. AirPlay to Mac is a cool feature that lets you use your Mac as an AirPlay target, sending content from your iPhone and iPad to your Mac. Notably, two of the most anticipated features for macOS Monterey are not available in this week's release. That includes Universal Control as well as SharePlay. Both of these features are believed to be coming to the Mac sometime later this fall. You can update your Mac to macOS Monterey by going to System Preferences, choosing Software Update, and looking for available updates. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time, by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5 or hit the link in the show notes to learn more. Rounding out today, a new report from The Information this week indicates that Apple is very likely to face an antitrust lawsuit from the Department of Justice in the United States. The report explains that the U.S. Department of Justice has accelerated its antitrust probe into Apple, which it first started back in 2019. Citing people familiar with the matter, the report says that there has been a flurry of activity on the investigation since the summer, including a new round of subpoenas being sent to Apple's business partners, additional Department of Justice staff being assigned to the case, and more. The investigation thus far has reportedly revealed what DOJ lawyers believe are, quote, serious issues. The broad focus is on Apple's power as a technology market leader, but specific concerns raised in the report include app tracking transparency, sign in with Apple, and the App Store. The DOJ is also looking into complaints about how Apple places restrictions on location tracking for third parties that its own applications don't have to follow. Finally, the report says that Jonathan Cantor, the incoming head of the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division, has previously represented opponents of Apple in court, including Spotify, Tile, Match, and Basecamp. Cantor is expected to be appointed the head of the DOJ Antitrust Division sometime this year, and that could have a dramatic effect on both the timeline and the outcome of Apple's DOJ case. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.